Where is God? Was there ever a time in your life when you said, "Where are you, God?" I have. Usually it's in seasons of trials or tribulations, death, failure, sickness, or setbacks. King David had trouble finding God as well. In Psalm 63:1 it says, "You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water." Maybe you're facing a very tough situation right now. Perhaps the global response to COVID-19 has caused you to lose your job or your business. Maybe you've had to homeschool your children or run out. Maybe you've run out of money. I've heard some really sad stories of parents dying without the loving embrace of their children. My dearest friend Pasquale just lost his mom to the virus, and he wasn't allowed to hold her and kiss her and say his final goodbyes face to face, as we've always done in our societies. Where is God in all this? Has he abandoned us? And why do such hardships leave us feeling so alone? As a therapist, I've heard this heartfelt cry for many years. The tough stuff of life tests our faith in a loving God. The answer I discovered has helped me and many more people with grief and loss in a biblical way. I hope and pray that it helps you navigate the trials that you're going through now and that are ahead. First, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But I've come that you might have life and have it to the full." Secondly, God only brings good into your life. James 1:17 says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows." And finally, God gave humans and angels free will. We all use free will to give life, death, good, bad, kindness, or cruelty. Proverbs 14:22 says, "Do not those who plot evil go astray, but those who plan what is good find love and faithfulness." Hey, where is your God right now? The Bible says in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come into him and dine with him and he with me." Jesus is standing at the other side of the threshold of your life, urging you to walk into your breakthroughs and secure your destiny and the destiny of others. He's knocking on your door to invite you to move forward, not backwards, because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.